The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From the Knapsack Files studios in Burbank, California, this is the Three Things on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. All right, here we are. I am going to teach you some things today. Are you ready for this episode of The Three Things? We're getting deep. We're getting into some really important tips here. All right, I am like Dwayne The Rock Johnson level because this is the three things you must do for a better workout. All right, we've covered a lot of grounds here on three things, a lot of good things. We've talked about how to fight depression. We've talked about how to fail a change, which were some reverse lessons Yoda would be proud of because failure is a teacher. Last episode, we talked about the three things you need to know about real love. That's the last episode of Three Things we recorded. That is good. Valuable lessons, all right? This one is no different because working out, as we know, is important. In fact, it's come up on other episodes and discussion points here on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. I believe working out is very important. I enjoy working out. I enjoy lifting weights. I hate cardio with all my passion, but it's part of it too, right? So look, I am here. It's that time of the year. It's not New Year's resolution time. It's that time of the year where you realized you failed at your resolutions and you are not happy with where you are. No, that's a key point, too. You might be happy where you are. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Well, I'm not happy where I'm at right now. At this time last year, early 2017, I was 15 pounds lighter than I am now. I am sharing that number with you. You can use it against me. You can make fun of me. I don't care, but I'm okay with all that. I'm okay with that. That's fine, but I'm sharing that number with you. I'm 15 pounds away from where I was, and even that was like 5 to 8 pounds from where I wanted to be. So I'm getting serious, and I'm going to get back to it. I've got a second room in my apartment that is that's a gym. It's almost a fully functional gym. I got a lot of stuff in there. I can do a lot of stuff. It is right there. It is 6 feet, all right, 8 feet and 6 inches from my bedroom door. No excuses. It's a nearly fully functional gym. And the most important thing is it has a mirror. It has a closet in there that is a full floor-to-ceiling mirror. And that's what every gym needs. I'd say that's almost like a bonus, like fourth thing you must do to have better workouts is make sure a mirror is nearby. Because if you don't have a mirror, why are you working out? If you can't lift a dumbbell, curl that dumbbell and then look in the mirror while you're doing it and know that your life is heading in a better direction in that moment with all the blood pumping into your veins and pumping into your muscles, pumping through your veins and into your muscles, probably the better way, more scientific way to say it. If you don't have a mirror, then what are you doing? How are you even working out? How do you lift, bro? You got to have that mirror because working out is 63% vanity. So I have that. But there's three things I really want to discuss with you guys about better working out and how to better work out and how to get the most out of your workouts. It's important. Listen up. Take notes. If you got notes on your iPhone, open it up. Open up that app. If you got a little mini golf pencil that you got from the last time you mini-golfed 6 years ago and somehow it's still in the center console of your car, pick up that pencil. And maybe you have a gum wrapper nearby. You grab that and you take down notes about what I'm going to say. All right? I'm not a TED Talk expert. No one's asked me to speak at a TED Talk. You know? I could hold a PowerPoint clicker too. No one's asked me. But I think I got some valuable advice today. The three things you must do for a better workout, 3-1. Number three, get the right clothes. That's right. You heard me. get the right clothes. Put your headphones on and turn it up. Get the right clothes. You can't work out in anything but the finest sweat-resistant, sweat-absorbent, sweat-all-of-it technology workout clothes. And you, if you think you're going to lose weight in a pair of ratty old sweatpants and some Adidas sneakers you bought during your college years and a t-shirt from 1989, like Oakland A's, San Francisco Giants, Quake Series, Earthquake t-shirt with some holes in it. If you think you're going to put that on and get your sweat on and have it be effective, you're wrong. You're very wrong. No, no, no. No, no, no. You must get the best clothes. I know what you're thinking. You're in, a Target or a Walmart, or you're in a Tar Mart. It doesn't matter. You're one of the stores. You're there for another reason. You're racing through. You're buying some light bulbs, some detergent. Maybe you're going to try to get bananas. And while you're in the food section and you're looking at the bananas and you're thinking, if I buy these bananas, am I really going to eat these bananas? I don't know if I will, but I need to be healthy. I need to wake up and have a banana and not wake up and have a donut. And not go to 7-Eleven, get a six-pack of vanilla cream donuts. Don't do that again for the fourth time this week like I may have done. Don't do that. You don't want to do that. You're going to look at those bananas and you're thinking, this is it. I need to get back to where I was. I need to get to where I want to go. And it's going to start with this potassium-filled, wonderful nana. And you think, do I get the ones that are like almost green? Really green, bright yellow? How fast will they last in my kitchen before I throw them away? Because if you're like me, if the banana gets even a little bit brown, you start to retch when you think about eating it. And if you open up that banana, you peel it, even if you peel it in a perfect four peel fashion, like it's a TV show, like it's a prop in a movie, when you peel that beautiful banana back and there's a big brown bruise, you do what I do. You throw the banana against the wall. You run into your room screaming. So you're holding these bananas in your hand and you're thinking, the fitness kick starts now. I'm going to do it. So you put the bananas in your shopping cart with your detergent, and then, your light bulbs, and you're like, I should get some fiber pills. That seems healthy. So you do that, and you get that going, and then you head on down, and you're like, no, you know what I need to do? I need to get a workout going. I need to get back into the gym. I'm going to go buy the clothes. I'm going to go buy the fitness clothes, the active wear. And you head over to the active wear. And you look at the finest in the latest technology of workout gear. That's right. There's technology of workout gear. Oh, sure. In 1930, they may have put on like a pair of short shorts and a tank top. And then you curled your fists up and you lifted those big round, dumbbells that said 20 pounds on them comically. Like Bugs Bunny was about to drop one on a coyote. And, you look at them back in those pictures, they weren't getting the most out of their workouts. No, because you're going to buy an Adidas, Nike, Ripped Apparel. What is it? The R's? I don't care. You're going to buy one of those name brands. And you're going to look at it in the store. And when you're looking at it on the rack, here's what I want you to do. This is where my TED Talk skills that I don't have come into play. If you're from TED Talk, you should consider me. All right. I want you to envision this if you're at the Tar Mart and you're there and you're looking at the clothes. You're looking at one of them shirts and it's like a dark blue, but there's like a black racing stripe underneath like both armpits. And there's the logo. The logo's key because you're looking at the logo and you're like, people will recognize my skills if I have this shirt on. And it's got that you feel the material and you're like immediately you're like, this is what Olympians wear. and you feel it, you got it in your hands, and you're like, yes. So if, I want you, if you're listening right now and you're taking notes for your little mini golf pencil that you found in your console that has, probably has some melted chocolate on it, I want you to envision this moment. Because when you're staring at that outfit, you know, and I know, that when you put that shirt on, your workout is going to increase by 10%. It doesn't matter that back home you got a nice t-shirt that you use to work out in and some, you know, relatively new sweatpants. The drawstring still works. The elastic around the ankles is still functional. It doesn't matter. You probably, there's a little voice in your head that's saying to yourself, hey, why are we standing in this tar mart looking at this gear? We don't need that. It says it's on sale for $29.95. We have a shirt that's actually making us money. It's so bad and cheap. I can still do push-ups in that shirt. Why do I need this Nike-tis shirt? I mean, it's nice. It's got a race. It's got racing stripes where I sweat the most. And that voice is going to, pay attention, because this voice is, that's the point where that voice is going to start winning. But you're like, for $29.95, I could go buy some low pulp, low sugar orange juice and have that with my banana and then do some push-ups in my old t-shirt and sweatpants, maybe go for a walk, and I'll be good. This shirt's not going to add anything to you. And you know what? And I understand. I understand. Then here's what you're going to do. At that point, you're going to look at the matching pants on the rack like a cart length away. It's the Nike-tis matching pants, and the racing stripe goes down the side. The black racing stripe goes down the side of the legs. And you know it's form-fitting, but not like in a R-rated graphic way, like you're a bicyclist. No. You know this is going to give you the support you need, but the comfort you crave. And you know that if you now get the pants on sale for $39.95 and the shirt on sale for $29.95 and you put it together, it'll be like your Iron Man. You put on that outfit, you put both of them on, you might as well start fighting Loki, because that's how cool you look, one, and two, how effective this outfit will be for your workouts. So you're going to buy both of them. Put that down in your notes right now. If I was at a TED Talk, I'd press the clicker and I'd click to the next slide and it'd be you in both of them. And you're going to get those matching little outfit parts there from Nike-tis. You're going to go put it in your cart, and then you're going to swing by maybe the office supplies. Maybe you need some new gel pens. And then go back to the food one more time, see if the donuts are. No, you got the bananas. You're going to buy some blueberries too. And you're going to check out. And all the way you're driving home, you're going to think yourself, you got this. You're starting your workouts. You're getting back on track. It's happening. It's happening because you have the matching blue with the black race stripes Nike-tis outfit that can resist rain, probably acid rain too. Astronauts might consider wearing these on their days off in space. That's how cool these outfits are. They got the best in sweat tech. That's the official. It's like Robotech, but it's sweat tech. You sweat in these shirts, and the shirts and the pants turn your sweat into a form of renewable energy for society. That's how important and powerful these workout outfits are. This is step 3 of the things you must do for a better workout. Get the right clothes. And then you're going to go home. And if you're like me, you don't like going to the gym. You don't like driving all the way over to the gym, especially if you're in a bigger city. You got to drive, maybe you got to take a subway. You get stuck in traffic, you show up grumpy, and then you gotta share equipment with strangers. People try to talk to you. If you're a woman, strangers try to hit on you when you're at your sweatiest and most vulnerable. Like, what the hell is that? Get away. You got to watch other guys who are like hitting, like swinging ding-a-lings around the gym. Like, hey, I'm going to hit on this girl. She doesn't care. She's on the treadmill trying to avoid people like you. You got that. You got to maybe bring a towel, or you got to check out a towel. You got to rent a towel. You got to put a deposit down on a towel. You got to get towel credit. It's too much. If you're like me, you look at what you can you do at home. What can you do at home? Can you go for a walk? Do you need a treadmill when you go running or walking through your neighborhood? Can you get some gear? And that's where I'm telling you. Number two, the three things you must do for a better workout. Get the best equipment. Write that down. I'll spell it out for you. Get the best equipment. GetTheBestEquipment. Did you write it down? Because that's what you're going to need to do, is get the best equipment. All right? If you want better abs, you want abs? Who doesn't want abs? All right? My dog wants abs. We all want good abs. We want, if you don't necessarily want washboard abs, you at least want like a upright washer and dryer set of abs. And you could do crunches. There's like, if you go on YouTube, you can type in ab workouts with no equipment, and you could find 52 videos of exercises you can do to improve your abs. You could do that. I admit that. You could do that, but do you want to? Do you want to get down on the floor with no equipment and do some crunches, some sit-ups, some leg lifts? To work your lower abs? Do you think that's effective? Or do you think going back to the Tarmart, or better yet, getting on, say, an Amazon and typing in ab equipment, instead of finding the videos that will lead you to a cheaper path, you need to find the links to the equipment that you must buy. Because your abs and your body overall will react better when it has the coolest, latest, and greatest equipment. Oh, you don't believe me, do you? I don't have scientific proof to back this. This is the part of that of the TED Talk where I show a bunch of science or charts or graphs. This is where I just have to, I tell you, you're going to have to believe me. Crunches are not as effective as buying a $50 ab roller. So what are you waiting for? Add to cart. When you get the equipment, it shows up in the box and you walk home and you got like a 64-ounce soda from Del Taco and the trash from the Del Taco you ate in the car on the way home before you even got home, and you're slurping on the soda and you turn the corner of your apartment door and then right there is an Amazon box and you're like, yes, it's here with Amazon Prime. It only took 3 hours and 38 minutes and a drone probably dropped it off, and you open it up and you rip it up and the box is kind of hard to open, like only one half opens and there's like a bunch of environmentally not safe plastic packing in there, some like air packs, and you like you pull that out and you get the ab roller. It's right there. And you're like, I'm so glad I paid $49.95 plus shipping and handling. This one wasn't eligible for Prime, but it was like half eligible. And you put it together, and this $49.95 thing is clearly worth $2.35. But you snap in the handles, and you put the little wheel together, and you're like, yes. By the end of the weekend, I will be abolicious. I will have maybe not a six pack, but like I'll have a four pack with like a 2-liter bottle just in case on the side. Like when you overstock for like a Super Bowl party. Yeah. Yeah. That's all because you bought this equipment. And yeah, you could pay like $50 a month for a gym membership, or $4. What are they now? $4, $5, $50. I don't know. You could spend money on a gym membership, get a wide variety of high grade equipment, and maybe someone there to tell you how to do it right. You could do that, loser. Or you could clear some space in that second bedroom you have, or maybe your only bedroom. Your significant other won't mind when you like move out a desk and a bookshelf so you can get like the Arm & Hammer 3000 home gym for like $300. No assembly, do it yourself. No one there to assist you on the assembly. You could do that. In fact, I'm telling you, that's what you need to do. Because your chest workouts, your back workouts, your arm workouts, your leg workouts, they're going to be that much better. Oh, you could just do squats, do some little squatties on your own. I know there's YouTube videos that teach you, here's 13 better ways to work out with nothing but the pots and pans in your kitchen. Sure, you could do that, but that's not going to be effective. What's going to be effective is this 300-pound, $300 rickety old machine that's now in your house. It doesn't quite work the same as when you go to the one at the gym. You go to that one, it's smooth. There's no sounds. You sit down to this one, it's cockeyed. It's bent weird. It kind of extends far enough to really engage your muscles. Hurts your hands a little bit, even when you have workout gloves on, which, by the way, you should also get some top-of-the-line workout gloves for $40 maybe. This is money well spent. This is gear that you need to have. It's not hurting you at all. It's not causing undue strain on your joints. No. This is good. You've done a good job. You've got the ab roller. Get a push-up board. Get some of those multicolor bands. And then when they break, buy more. Buy a little stair stepper. Until it... and then just breaks. Buy that, and then buy another one. And then buy the Arm & Hammer 3000 home gym machine. Yep. You're on your way. You've got the right clothes. You got the best equipment. And now, the number one thing you must do for a better workout. Start tomorrow. That's right. Do you need me to spell that one out for you? Am I wrong, TED Talk people? No, start tomorrow. You might have the ab roller in front of you. You might have found a way to build the Arm & Hammer 3000 home gym machine fast and inefficiently. It might be all there in front of you. Maybe you lay down on the floor. You lay down some of those interconnected mats, like little jigsaw puzzles that come apart every time you step on them. You can have all that there in front of you. It can be like 6 o'clock in the evening and you're thinking, I'm excited to start this. Tomorrow is the path to fitness, but you know what? Screw it. We're going to do it tonight. I'm not going to sit and watch TV or play video games or go back to Del Taco. I'm not. I'm going to meet my friends for barbecue. I'm going to do an hour in my new home gym, in my Sweat Tech Nikitas workout gear that I bought from Tar Mart. I'm going to do it. I want you to go into your little home gym corner, whether it's the corner, whether it's a separate room, whether it's what used to be your living room and you no longer have a couch. I want you to go look at this gear. Look at that ab roller. Look at that Arm & Hammer 3000 home gym. Look at the jump rope that you got that you can't use, but you have it sitting there. Look at the ab cruncher. Look at like the Thigh Master you bought. Look at it all there. Feel it. Take a breath. Take it in. Oh, yeah. Take it in. Take it in. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. I'm telling you, why start now? Why get it done now? Why start your fitness journey tonight when it can wait till tomorrow? You're going to be better rested. You're going to be focused. You're going to wake up and be like, this is the day. This is the day I start. Actually, better yet, is it towards the end of the month? Is it like the 25th, maybe? Wait to the 1st of the next month. That way, have 6 days to just go barbecue yourself into a coma. All right? Don't worry about your clogged arteries. Don't worry about it. Just, you're going to start, That's why we have resolutions, people. It's a focal point. You're focused on that horizon. And you know that once you get over that hump, you're going to be all right. Why do it today when you can put it off tomorrow? There is no chance whatsoever that you are now going to forget to do this. Nope. And once you start, and it's tomorrow because you're going to be rested. I've said it before. That's the important thing. Be rested. When you wake up and you start tomorrow and you think, maybe, man, you know what? I do have to run over. I have to go over to the grocery store again. I forgot something. And then I'm going to go see a movie with my friends. And then, I need to get that next level of video game completed. I can't work out until I finish that level on the video game. I need to watch the next episode of Survivor. So it's the day after tomorrow, really. And on that third day, I promise you'll sit down, you'll do like a couple sets, do the ab roller, cause a little strain on your forearm. It's okay. Push through it. You'll be all right. And then like 2 weeks will go by and you'll realize you haven't touched any of the equipment. The Nikitas Sweat Tech outfit is still in your dirty clothes hamper. You haven't even washed it. It's disgusting, but you haven't even washed it. You haven't even put it on. In fact, you're in your sweatpants in your 1989 Giants versus Athletics World Series, the Quake Series T-shirt. It has a fourth hole in it now, but you're wearing it. And you realize, those bananas did go bad, and I never worked out again. I never did it. I'm actually now 4 pounds heavier than when I started. That's going to be okay because you're going to be able to do it all again. And when I say do it all again, I mean you're going to be in Tarmar and you're going to see a workout shirt that has like a USB hookup for your phone. Just you can plug it in while you're working out. It just be in your pocket. You can listen to your songs straight from your shirt. You need that. It's better than the Nikitas blue with the sweat pit racing stripes. And then you know what? There is that new thing that works on your quads, your abs, and your triceps at the same time. You just have to freeze it first. I'm going to order that. It's going to be here about 3 days. And I'll start then. I mean, the day after then. See, guys? That's all you have to do. That's the three things you must do for a better workout. Trust me. That's how it works. Or maybe not. I'll let you know. Guys, that's the three things on the Knapsack Files podcast feed this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of me. You can find me on Twitter, @CatKnapsack. Technically, I guess you can follow me on Vero. I'm on Instagram as well. And on Twitch, twitch.tv/KenKnapsack. You can watch me playing video games and talking Star Wars, wrestling, and more with you guys there. A lot more coming on Twitch there. Knapsack Files does have a Patreon page, patreon.com/TheKnapsackFiles. New goals are up there, including Game of Thrones related programming tied to an upcoming goal. Check it out if you want. That is it, guys. That is it for this week. Let me know how your workouts have gone. We'll see you guys next time.